Are you running your race with patience? Are you running your race with patience, ladies and gentlemen, is the big question I have to ask you here today. The odds are great. The odds are great. Perhaps best summed up in the scripture I read to you from Romans 2. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality. But for those who are self-seeking and don't obey the truth, indignation and wrath and tribulation and anguish on every soul of man. Where do you sit today? Are you running the race with patience, or do you teeter-totter on the boundary of blasphemy? Or are you about to create and make an irreversible decision that'll set you on a course away from God, whose end is destruction? So why do you say this to me? Ask the Holy Spirit why he's saying it to you. If what I'm saying means nothing to you, laugh at it and move your way and say, hallelujah, I'm running too fast to stop and consider such nonsense. I am patient in my race. But if not, don't play mind games and don't play the fool. We have no continuing city here. So don't try to create one. Don't try to find one. Don't try to require one. Thank God he's preparing a city where I will be satisfied, where I will be fulfilled, where I will be at home, where I won't be disappointed. Thank God! That's what I live for. Amen. The promise. Yes. The promise. Yes. The rest is in transition and in flux. To quote Bishop Jakes, the trip will get him. The trip will get him. And they'll have their excuses, and some will write books, and some will get on the internet, but the trip got them nevertheless. And you can whitewash that and gild it with gold, and you can give it, put it, hang it in the Louvre for all I care, or the Louvre, I don't care. It won't help anybody. The fact of the matter is we're called to run with patience. Hear my scripture one more time, and then I will close. For we hear have no continuing city, but we seek one to come.